I do woodwork.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I do whittle and woodworking.
He does a whittle.
Do a whittle woodworking? Or a wattle woodworking? Just a whittle or a watt?
I dabble in the woodworking.
You dabble?
I dabble.
Do you diddle?
I make doors.
Yeah.
Custom doors.
For cabinets?
For cabinets.
That's awesome.
Do you guys do panels, drawer fronts?
You do toy chests and...
We do not do toy chests.
Chairs? Like you...
We do not do chairs.
Anyway.
I also do on the side with any wood that might get thrown away. I make pretty mean cutting board.
Oh my God. I can make really? A cutting yeah, board. That's yeah. in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And that is pretty kitchen. Nice, actually. That's yeah. throwaway wood?
Well, I mean, that's wood that was, yeah.
It's repurposed. Well, it was scraps from yeah. another project.
For scraps, yeah. that's amazing. That's really, it looks yeah. very professional. Like it was meant
it
to
is
be
professional.
Made like that. Well, it, you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Very good. How'd you get into woodworking?
I needed a job. That's pretty much it. I have a friend who owns a business. I need a job, called him up, see if they were hiring. He was like, good timing, we need somebody. So,
cool. What else have you done, man? What else is in the old Benjamin work history?
Nothing like noteworthy or praiseworthy, but I've done a lot. I've done the quick service fast food thing.
Okay, that sounds pretty lame and uneducated.
I worked at a hospital.
That sounds professional and worthwhile.
As an environmental services technician.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
A doctor of environmental care.
He was in the waiting room watching a basketball game talking to me for an hour and a half. And then at the end, he's like, well, I got to get back to work. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, I'm at work right now. I was just wanting to catch the games, playoffs. Wait, you're working right now?
I worked in the operating room, and each operating room had to have one deep cleaning a day. And if there's a surgery going on in that room, you're doing a lot of waiting. So,
especially if it's a very meticulous doctor.
Mafia and getting organs for the black market.
No, just cleaning. Just cleaning.
And basketball.
So after surgery, there's always going to be somebody who comes in and cleans. But once a day...
A deeper clean.
I walk in with a black light and everything. Killing pathogens, killing...
Wow. Do you also do like Holiday Inns and stuff?
I've never gotten into the hotel business.
Ooh, that'd probably be worse than a hospital.
Probably so.
Honestly, yeah. Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Y'all ever stayed at a hotel so ratty that you went and bought some bed sheets from the closest store?
Because
I have.
Well, if I thought about that, I would have done it. One and only time I stayed at a Red Roof Inn in Raleigh. Had a couple cigarette burns in the sheet and on the blanket. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm better than this. I just threw it on the floor. I'd rather step on that than whatever the hell's actually on the carpet of the floor anyway. Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's pretty ratty. My brother takes sheets. Every time he goes on vacation.
Really?
Yeah. He can't do it.
Is that for the chronic bedwetting too?
He can't do it. Somebody else will sleep in there. It's nasty, man.
Yeah. I have hotel slippers. I just don't like the idea of my feet or socks touching the hotel floor.
I do, but I forget them about 50% of the time. Oh, plus, if you go in the shower without them, you're bound to get plantar warts, and those are painful.
Wow.
And painful to get rid of, although they've got some new technologies out.
Good, 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 good. I need the new technologies.
That supposedly are not painful.
Even if they are, it's worth it.
If they freeze them, they probably won't get it. So you really need the acid, and the acid hurts.
Well, I wouldn't imagine it tickles. It is acid. I mean, movies and TV would lead them to believe that shit really does eat through everything.
It's basically venom from a beetle. It's Beetlejuice.
Really?
Canthicur. Look it up. Canthicur or cantharone. But it's derived from beetle poison.
Beetlejuice. Oh, one more time.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, Ben, you shouldn't have done that.
I took the bait. At the very least, you're going to get athlete's foot.
At the type of hotel I'm talking about, yeah.
What else have you done, Ben?
Let's see. I did the fast food thing. I did the hospital thing.
Skip over the fast food. That's such a loser.
Skip right over that. God.
What's the most fun job you ever had? And when I say fun, I guess day-to-day work environment was good.
The one career that I had that was, I shouldn't even call it a career, because honestly, this job didn't work out for me long term, but was definitely being a cop. And again, it didn't work out long term. It was about a year, but it was a pretty cool experience.
Okay. So when you woke up in the morning, you weren't like, didn't have work anxiety or something? You were kind of cool with it?
I guess.
Or once you clocked in, it all went away?
If I remember correctly, going through the academy, going the whole processes of it, you really dug and were good at. But when you finally realized, oh, this is what they're going to box me into, and they did box you kind of like, apparently Ben, he's bilingual.
Are you talking about his subordinate and the reason he got fired? Talking about the box thing?
It was one of these things where, you know, they'd call out, dispatch would call out a call, they're like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah in Berea. Basically some bullshit with some Hispanics in Berea, obviously speaking Spanish. No one would pick up the call. And so you'd get the personal call. Officer Ben, we're talking to you. Yeah. Circle that car.
And the guy who was training me was Hispanic too, so if there's ever a call where
Berea. Any,
there's a language barrier, then
Berea.
You can probably
anything in Berea, you know they got you.
Yeah.
You had to even put you in Berea for that
call. Remember when we put out that AI picture of like a really pleasant meadow and some mountains? And we said it was Berea, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Some people actually bought it.
Yeah.
That didn't know.
Right.
Like some of my old friends from Vegas.
Well, who's to say that it's not? Maybe it is there. We just haven't seen it. You know, you just got to catch it at the right time of day.
One thing cool about that job is every single day you come home with like loads of stories. A lot of the same stuff, or certain things sticks out in your mind.
I'm going to go ahead and assume you didn't get shot, but did you get shot at?
Never shot at.
Have you ever fired your gun inside of an office because they told you it was a thing? They called it an office pop, and they sounded so convincing, and then you got written up for it?
No.
And they gave you a wooden gun, just punishment for your first day on the beat.
With the rubber bands.
Because...
No, that never happened. My gun out a couple times, but then it was like...
You didn't do an office pop. There's not a hole in the ceiling above your desk where you were.
No.
Okay.
A lot of that job is running off homeless people, picking up people that are
homeless,
publicly intoxicated.
Homeless.
Yeah. You ever run into someone named Hamwater?
Hamwater. That sounds familiar, but...
I don't think he's bilingual. I don't think they'd call Officer Ben there because he would just speak English.
I don't know what ham is in Spanish.
El Porco. Yeah. This is why I don't do the Berea beat.
Jamón. Agua de jamón.
I like El Porco.
El Porco, agua.
El Porco.
At least with a name like El Porco, you could work your way up through the ranks.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he's in charge.
I really feel like that should kind of be your name on this podcast, Ben. El Porco.
No, I'm not feeling it.
Hey, going back right quick to what it was like being a cop, having to work Berea because of the language barrier. Did that ever affect any of your other jobs? Because you were bilingual, you got stuck managing a lot of, let's say, Spanish-speaking individuals and one black woman?
Yeah, probably so. Okay. In the fast food industry, I remember they gave all the manager, which I was a manager.
Yeah, you were.
They broke up the entire store into pods.
Pods? And they Is that said, your word or theirs?
That was their word.
All right.
And they were going to assign a pod to every manager.
Mm-hmm.
And in my pod was all Hispanics.
Nothing gets past him in the pod.
And the one lady who hates his fucking guts.
And the one
lady who hates
lady
your fucking guts.
Who was not a fan of me. Felt like she hated me. And what we grew to learn and grew to know was that my pod was just pretty much the pod that nobody else wanted those people in their pod. So they just put them in my pod. Why don't you talk about your pod, Todd?
I don't remember.
Bunch of nice people.
Well, I mean, the guys that we normally hang out with.
All your friends?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a pod leader here.
Just keep traveling north. That's how you get a raise. The South ain't doing it for you.
In healthcare, we'll have Spanish-speaking only patient, and they'll try to call an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
I never do. I just go in and have no way to communicate other than hand motions. And you give it like a little Spanish accent to your English language.
Put an O on the end of all
it
your
It works words. Really well. I mean, it works pretty good.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
I mean, El Porco will get you far. It'll open up a few doors for you. I don't know if you'd want to walk through, but it'll get you places.
I'd be interested to hear what
how that
your
goes
Spanish
or see
sounds.
How that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buenos dias, Roberto. What am I missing? My crutches. I'm walking like a... penguin, like a duck, like a goose.
At Los Amigos. What did you have?
Ceviche.
No. How
Which
did
is
order?
A pulled pork plate.
I had
plate.
A un tostada de ceviche. Which is really good, by the way. That's a great way to start conversation with Spanish people, though.
What's up? Food?
No, speak Spanish, because it's always a little bit of a shock to them that you're actually speaking their language.
Yeah.
It's a great ice barrier. Icebreaker, excuse me.